Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Shit. Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys, and I don't really know the approximate age of the third guy.
How old are you, third guy?
You can't see, I'm counting on my fingers. 31.
Okay.
So right in the middle of our two ages. Uh-huh. That's where we like it. That's where we like it.
I wouldn't say right in the middle. I think you're giving yourself too much credit. You're not as young as you used to be. You're getting up in years, Tyler.
That's true. If you were to cut me in half, you would count almost 31 rings. One more month of 31 rings. Talk about old games. So this week, it's a special week. We've brought in, on our ongoing series of bring a fan in to host, our very first fan that we didn't know.
Yeah.
That started the whole titling process. Mm-hmm. Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue is here.
And I'm a stalker.
What's up, man?
I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
Canoeing?
Canoeing, kill me.
Yeah. You look, I don't know how you normally look, but I mean, you look a little worn out right now.
They had, in the canoe, you've got two people, and I volunteered to be up front, which is more of the work.
Are you, because you is that steer. The steerer? Yeah. Okay, and the back person's like the, provides the power?
Right.
Okay.
So
it's more work to steer? I've never canoed before in my life.
Yeah, because the other guy, I mean, the guy behind me can sit and drink beer, and I'm up there just going to town like, oh god, we're gonna hit a tree.
And then you're like, why are we going so fucking slow? And then you turn around and the guy's drinking beer
and like, we're cool, man, it's a float. No, I'm good, I'm ready to get off.
Yeah, I've only tubed at Current River.
Tubing.
Yeah,
we put in, we were there total on the time on the river time was 10 hours.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's not counting like sleeping and stuff like that. That's like in the canoe paddling like 10 hours.
Did you see any weird shit, or was it mainly just like wildlife and stuff?
We saw a copperhead, which freaked the fuck out of me because me and snakes aren't big on each other.
Especially a copperhead.
Yeah.
Well, God declared us mortal enemies. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's in the Bible.
I've read
it's
that.
It's got to be true.
You get down in there and there's no signal. I mean, you're off the grid. Like, done. Like, there. So the first thing that pops in my mind is I'm going to get bit and die, and you know, nobody's going to know. So that would have been cool, I guess.
That snake was just like, he had a plan. Yeah. And he was like, I'm going to kill all of these people.
watch these guys go by while I bite them. There's some landmark spots along the way you can stop. The coolest thing is there's an old tuberculosis hospital it's all run down. You can go inside. The caves shut down, but they used to take the patients inside, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about, did you go by Mammoth Cave?
Nope.
Oh, because I know they did, I think it's Mammoth Cave, but I think they had tuberculosis patients in there as well, where it's like one of those things, I guess, where like, you got TB, we're going to send you underground to die.
It's really cold. Like, there's another part further down the river that you can actually paddle into.
Yeah.
And it's like the water is like ice cold. You touch it, and because it's dark, there's no light.
Yeah.
And it's something to do with the air and the vapors and the lung.
Were you worried about, did they have like cave creatures?
I don't know. We didn't stay in there very long.
Yeah. That's what I'm cool with caves until I start thinking about all like the deep sea looking creatures that live in there, where it's like, well, they just adapted to live in caves because they're not smart enough to not live in caves. So they all look like monsters out of the D&D Monster Manual. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, I mean, if I had my choice, I would also look like I just lived in a cave because I would just sit in a room with no windows and just knock them out. That'd be fine.
I immediately thought of the movie Descent.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to get out of this cave. I'd rather not get eaten by a bat creature and die. Again, it's very heavy on death.
So it's a pretty good vacation, you say. I've got tuberculosis now. But I mean, other than that, it worked out. Maybe I shouldn't have drank that ice cold water.
But really, the real reason we had to have Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue on is because, I mean, I'm pretty sure your nickname in high school was like Captain Raisin, because you always ate raisins. So we had to, this game we're doing today for the NES, the California Raisins, so we had to bring on our foremost raisin expert.
And you love rhythm and blues, too, so there's that.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, but that's a really long game. So we're not going to do it yet.
I'm not done with it. I don't think you've started it.
I have not even started it. I look at the Tadpunk schedule. That's coming up pretty soon.
Right after the Baldur's Gate was right after it. Yep. It's like
260-hour RPGs back to back.
Let's do this shit.
It's like, man, I should play that, but I really want to play Infamous 2. So I'll wait. That'll be fine.
And then I saw you've decorated Tadpog Annex 2 with just a whole bunch of video game stuff, and like you've got NES manual. So if anyone wants to come down here and just steal a whole bunch of cool stuff, it's here.
Mm-hmm. I rarely lock it.
I'll put pictures on eBay.
You've got you have this Capcom ad on the fridge that I was reading because I was like, I want to see how many of these Capcom games I've played. And on the list is a game I'd never heard of. Like in California Raisins, The Grape Escape. And I was like, let's fucking do that. Let's do that for Monday instead of Knights of the Old Republic. Because I feel like those two games are probably pretty similar.
Yeah. Because, I mean, KOTOR is like, you know, like a 60-plus hour game.
Yeah.
You can beat California Raisins in 8 minutes. So it's pretty close.
If you're really good.
But I remember I put a question out on Facebook because I wanted to collect NES games. Anybody had any? And, of course, Maester Wiley Ammons was like, I got some Nintendo games. You can have them. So he'd mailed me a whole bunch of NES games, little plastic boxes that had all what I thought were all the instruction manuals. So what I wanted to do whenever I was decorating the annex to frame my door in instruction manuals, and then when I opened up the second box, it was all posters. So then I just started slapping those around. Yeah, and this upcoming Capcom, which California Raisins was never actually like commercially released. So this poster was a little bit too far ahead of itself.
Actually, they mentioned this poster in a little segment I like to call Dave Reed's Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I know we haven't done intros yet, but that would have been a really cool segue.
You can do that first, and then we'll do intros.
Nah, it's okay. Well, I break tradition. But yeah, I thought it was weird because they totally printed this poster and packaged it up with games and sent it out before. It's like a mystery why this game didn't come out. Like, I mean, a lot of people have a theories.
Is it a mystery?
Well, it's like it got a really good review that I'm sure they paid for, and I can't remember what magazine it was. But it's like every because I was trying to find
Wine and Spirits magazine.
I was trying to find the answers. Like, why didn't this come out? Was it just because it's fucking awful? I mean, it probably is. But there's also been some like really, really awful Nintendo games. Like, on, like, the spectrum of, like, really awful Nintendo games, like, I kind of feel like this does pretty well.
It's further toward the neutral side of awful, so.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. That's what we think about California Raisins.
And that if you had pressed play by the time we get here, if you were really good, you could have beaten the California Raisins game.
So now Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue is going to do Rapid Fire Would You Rather, and we're done.
All right. But first, I'm your beard host, Tyler. And my regretful recall for today is it's not so much as like a split moment regretful recall, but just like a long series of regretful recalls. Because my high school girlfriend and I went to these dances, but she never asked me. So I, like Jacob York of Wolf Fighting fame, have never been formally asked to a Sadie Hawkins dance.
We never had those. Like, I thought, I remember seeing like an episode of, I guess it was like fucking Saved by the Bell or Step by Step or something, where it's like they're talking about Sadie Hawkins dance. And I remember being like, what the fuck is that? And they were like, it's where the girl asked the guy. And I was like, "That's man, what do they think of next?" It's pretty funny. It's a pretty funny goof.
That's one of those nerd dreams where you're like, oh, I can't wait for the hot girl to come ask me, and I'm going to sit in the cafeteria, and then it never happens.
Yep. Nope.
Sadie August's dad's going to change my life.
I'm going to sit over here and eat my french fries now.
Because the Sadie Hawkins, I guess I have two separate Sadie Hawkins stories. My sophomore year Sadie Hawkins story is, I remember, it was like the day before the dance, and no one had asked me. I was like, no one's going to ask me, especially like after school the day before, like no one's going to fucking ask me. So I didn't want to go alone. I've been to plenty of dances stag. But I did not, for some reason, Sadie Hawkins was one I did not want to go to stag.
Just pretend like you like going that way.
No, this is awesome. Yeah. I'm not going to be tied down.
This is great.
So there was a girl I knew from church. So I asked her to go with me to my Sadie Hawkins dance.
Okay.
And she said yes. She's like, okay, great. I'll just tell people she asked
she
me.
She wasn't like, this
girl
isn't how
from
it
the
works.
Other school was like, I would like to take you to your dance. But I didn't want to tell anybody that I had to ask somebody to my Sadie Hawkins dance. So when my mom asked me if I was going, I said yes. And then I told her who I was going with and whatnot. Then I asked for money because we had to get matching shirts. Because that's the Sadie Hawkins dance. Girl asks the guys and you wear matching outfits.
I still think you're making this shit up. This sounds like some weird backwards. Like, this is, I don't. Sadie Hawkins, I just don't know about it. I still think this is an elaborate scheme to trick me.
But the girl is supposed to pay. The girl buys both the shirts and the outfits or whatever. But I asked mom for money, and she's like, but she asked you, so shouldn't she be paying? Yeah, I'll talk to her about it. So I had to call her back and be like, hey, will you buy me a shirt? And like, she was like very like awkward about it, but she's like, yeah, you called me and asked me and I'll buy you some clothes. Sure. So like, I think she went to Walmart and you bought like cheap flannel shirts or whatever.
Matching Lakers jerseys.
That would've been awesome. But I remember that was just like going and having to lie to people about being asked and who this girl was. And yeah, it was the whole evening was just like a whole big night of like cringe because like,
no. No, it doesn't. I mean, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It was pretty bad. It's by far one of the worst dances I've ever gone to. But and then the rest of my college career, I had a girlfriend, and we would go around. We had very elaborate Sadie Hawkins outfits.
So elaborate?
Yeah, because we'd go to American Eagle and get, like, matching everything. Shirts, pants, shoes, watches, hats.
So you wasted a whole bunch of time.
Yeah.
But I mean, she paid for it, right? So you got a free outfit, you got a free little watch.
Yeah, I got a free fossil watch out of it one year that we wore for 2 years in a row.
There you go.
So I had a lot of fossil watches back in the day.
Yeah.
But then my other story is it's a Gatsby story because me and Cockmaster Shake were supposed to meet the Gatsbys at the Benton Civic Center. I think it was either eighth grade or freshman year at Sadie Hawkins. And as we were supposed to go, and then we were supposed to go, I assumed like we would be going with them.
Was this so the dance was there? It wasn't just like a random hangout spot.
The dance was there.
Go to the Civic Center, okay.
And so they go there, and it turns out that Pretty Gatsby and Good Time Gatsby already had dates. So Brainy Gatsby was the only one that didn't. So I'd assumed that I was going to be meeting her there. She'd have a shirt, and I'd go with Brainy Gatsby's Sadie Hawkins dance. When I get there, Shake gets out of the car and sees her first. So then she hands Shake a shirt, and she goes with Shake to the Sadie Hawkins dance, where now it's me with three other couples paired off for their dances, and I'm just the chubby kid sitting in the corner at the Sadie Hawkins dance while everybody gets on their hay rides. And because it's all like farm themed, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you do like the whole like.
There are bales of hay and shit like that. Yeah.
You go on like a Halloween ride through the fields or you something?
I've seen like the wagon set up with bales of hay and shit like that on it. And I've asked her since, why did you hand it to Shake? She's like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't even want to go with him. He was just there, and I had the shirt, and I didn't know what to do.
I like to think that we had a Sadie Hawkins dance every year. I just never knew it because no one ever asked me.
No, don't let Dave know we even have one. He'll feel bad.
What are all these flyers? You know our classmate Sadie, she died in that car accident, right? No, I don't remember her.
This is a benefit.
Oh, I don't go to those. What's up, Internet? I'm Dave. I am your bespectacled host who knows very little about Sadie Hawkins dances, clearly. I was also the guy who almost always had a girlfriend in high school who went to another school. So it was one of those things where it was like, no, really, I got a girlfriend. No, I really do. I'm not just saying that. I realize that I could easily say that I have a Canadian girlfriend that I met on the internet, but this is actually a real person. Probably the most fun about dating someone at a different school is going to her dance and just not giving a shit about how I act or what I do. I don't have to worry about embarrassing myself because ultimately it's not going to embarrass me. It's going to all fall on her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I remember I was in a relationship in high school for 2 years. And I remember at the tail end of that relationship, I wasn't super happy because, I mean, come on, you can only finger bang in a garage so many times before you need to move to the next level. And so I remember going to the dance, and this is cringeworthy to even think about. I remember just going nuts and like dancing to everything wildly. Like it didn't matter if it was like a slow song or whatever. And I was, that night, like there were probably 20 people who were like, who the fuck was that guy who was like coming up to me and like just swearing at me and flailing around wildly. That was me because I was, as they put it in my school, I was acting a fool and just ruining her time, just absolutely ruining her time. So that's the upside. The downside in the dance-o-sphere of high school is that when you date somebody from another school and you've agreed that you're going to go to each other's dances, because that clearly that's super important, and will totally define the rest of your life, you have to do this thing where it's like, okay, well, I'll go to your prom if you go to my prom. And that sucks because like now all of a sudden you're doubling down on prom and the girls like never, ever like, pay for that shit. Like that is like pretty much just that straight up. This ain't Sadie Hawkins. This is, oh, well, I mean, I guess there's $200 that I'm just flushing down the toilet. I remember at one point I broke up with that girl that I was talking about where I was going crazy at her dance and started dating another girl. Unfortunately, I did it around prom season. So it was like I had to go to the first girl's prom and then I had to go to another prom. And then there was my prom. So there was like just a back to back to back where it's just like, I don't know how I'm ever going to get out of this crippling prom debt.
Did you just keep the same tux like all three? Or?
No, I didn't because, I mean, I was very optimistic because I was like, well, I'm sure after this prom, things will turn around and me and this girl are going to be dating for a very long time. And then it was like just days later, it's like, oh no, that's over. So this is completely over. And then I guess when I got older, I got smart because much like prom season, you got wedding season where like everyone you know gets married within the span of like 2 to 3 years. And I remember the first wedding was Ramon's wedding. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm buying a tux. I'm not fucking renting because I can buy a tux and like it's paid for itself in two weddings. And it's like, I know everyone else is going to get married because like that's all it takes is for one person to get married. And it's like, okay, everyone's getting married now. Mm-hmm. All right. And Ramon did that shit, I feel like. Because I remember when Ramon got married, it was like, man, I feel like this is starting early. I figured everyone could kind of coast for like 2 more years before these marriages started. But all right, man, I guess you're opening that door. Time to buy a tux.
See, I waited. I should have bought a tux. I should have bought a tux earlier than I did because I waited until Josh and Nicole got married because I remember, and she may or may not give me shit about this story, but
so yeah,
I remember probably going through and the tuxes that we were supposed to rent, like were incredibly expensive at the tuck store in the mall, and it was the most expensive tux you could rent. And I remember a whole bunch of us were like, "What the Nicole? Can we wear cheaper tux?" No, no, these are the ones you have to rent. So I was like, "I'm gonna go." I went over to Goodies. Yeah. And I bought a tux for cheaper than that tux rented.
That's where I got mine too, because Nikki worked at Goodies. And it's one of those things where, like, I was always the asshole, you know, because this was me at your wedding, where I was like, "Nope, I got a tux."
That's fine.
I'm not renting a tux. I got one.
I rented the vest. That's all I had to do. So I came out really in two weddings. I came out ahead. Totally fine.
It's the way to go. Pro tip. Go ahead and buy a tux if you're an adult. Buy a tux. Mm-hmm. It's different if you're in high school
not to buy a tux when you're fat, because my tux is just like comically large. Like I'm trying to wear Pavarotti's tux. It's ridiculous.
Or so. Just stay fat. There's an option too. Just like choose the weight that you feel most comfortable maintaining and then buy a tux. I was probably my heaviest. No, I was definitely my heaviest when I got, I don't know. Here's the thing about the tux. It's like, it doesn't really have to fit. It only kind of has to fit because it's like
no one's looking at us anyway.
No, I mean it's not fine. A thing. It's fine. It's like you got black pants, a black jacket. You're cool, man. You're cool. It doesn't matter how it fits. It's fine.
You just don't want the pants to trip you going up and down the aisle.
Yeah,
yeah. That's about it.
And then if someone's like, "Oh man, that fits really poorly," be like, "Yeah, rental. I don't know. What are you gonna do?"
Screwed up my order. I mean, I told them 32, and they brought out 36.
Exactly, and they'll look at me and be like, "Yeah, I can't believe this guy would own a tux. It's probably a rental."
And I just because I thought of it when you said it about dancing, as a kid, the only thing I knew about dancing I learned from an episode of Tiny Toon Adventures. It's where Buster would dance ridiculous. And that's how I thought you would dance. Yeah. So for like all throughout middle school and like the start of high school, if there was like a fast dance, that's how I did it.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find a clip for that in the show notes. I didn't know different for a long time.
What's up? What's up, Exalted Lord Mike? Or should we call you Micah? Which would you prefer for this recording?
I've been called worse, so.
We'll go with Micah then, I guess.
Especially in my business, I get called lots of things. Surprisingly enough, I have an intro story about coming.
Excellent.
That's good. We were talking about dances and stuff. We need to crank up the quote.
Bring it back to that six. So Tyler had told a story about wiping on the bed rails. So
that's a deep cut. That's an old episode.
Deep. When my mom and dad still lived together, we had my brother and I shared a bunk bed. It was one of the old metal frame bunk beds. And, you know, you can hear any movement is...
Yeah.
Of course.
The double stack waffle iron kind of deal.
But the bottom bed is the bigger bed. The top bed is the twin mattress. So I automatically got the bigger bed because I'm older. So I envisioned where I needed to place my head in the bed in order to optimize for jerking off.
Okay.
So the wall is... I'm laying...
So what did your head have to do with it?
Well, I'm righty. I'm a righty.
Okay.
So,
all right. So you have to turn.
So I'm turning.
Okay.
I'm turning to get leverage. I'm laying with the wall to my left.
Okay.
So that I can row. And it started out, you know, the sock, the t-shirt, you're catching. You're like, okay, that way you've got something. But then you got the dry, stiff sock, the dry, stiff t-shirt. And the mom's like, "What the hell's this?" You know, and that's a whole nother story.
That's why you bury that t-shirt in the backyard.
So in my mind, I don't know where in my, I'm trying to think what year this would have been. I had to have been 12, 13, maybe. Maybe not that old.
I was going to ask you to put it in terms of like when Back That Ass Up came out.
Living where we did, it was all imagination. We picked up one radio station and that was country. So I don't know that.
Oh God, the radio stations around this whole area.
There's not a country version of Back That Ass Up or the thong song.
Hey girl. Won't you back that ass up?
I would.
It's about livestock.
I got to the point that I would just roll over and let it go, just all over the wall. Well, the best part is this trailer we're in that we were living in. It was a double wide, and I didn't know what wallpaper was. Didn't think about what wallpaper was, so it starts peeling at some point. Well, when mom and dad got divorced.
Do you come barge paint that it just peels wallpaper off walls?
I'm strong. Strong like bull. So when mom and dad got divorced, of course, we're moving shit out, you know. And this, sorry, mom.
Does she listen? Is she an avid kind of listener?
I hope not.
She's like, you know what I love to do on Mondays and Wednesdays? Listen to these two fuckers talk about coming.
We'll share this on your workplace homepage. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Micah shares this all the time. Let me see what it's about.
Oh, he says he's on this one. Click.
So we go to move out, and I will never forget this in my head. The bunk bed has been moved away from the wall, and my mom and my grandmother are down there scrubbing this wall. and scrubbing. And mom looks at me and she goes, do you know what this is?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, you should probably ask Caleb. And I don't know what kind of trouble he got in, what level of trouble he got in. But to this day, he's like, you know, that was you, right?
No.
What are you talking about?
So he definitely got in trouble.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, if you're coming on the side of the top bunk and he's sleeping on the bottom, and your mom should see a side of this shit to know the trajectory that he would have had to fire it. Didn't make sense.
I think they just liked you more. Because they were like trying to figure out the math and like, nah, there's no way that Micah did this. But I mean, we do like him more, so.
I have nightmares to where all I do is walk in that room and that wall is just covered and they're just scrubbing. Get it out. We're never going to sell this now.
That is a horrific, like, I can't imagine like walking into a room and be like,
she's your grandmother just laboring over just scrubbing.
There's my mom and grandma just cleaning up my dried cum on the wall. So it's a pretty cool day.
I love you guys. Sorry, mom.
We're ready to talk about the California raisins now?
Yeah, of course I am. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Tyler, you know what? I heard it through the grapevine. I did.
Yeah, you did.
I heard that this game was coming out for regular Nintendo, mm-hmm. not Super Nintendo. And I was like, man, I got to be playing this. I have to play California raisins.
Absolutely. Dave, do you hear that?
The sobbing, the lamentations of our mothers before us. Yeah, I do hear that. Which, of course, as everyone knows, ushers in a little segment that we like to call "Dave Reads from Wikipedia."
Yeah.
Okay, guys. The California Raisins. In case you don't know, they were a fictional rhythm and blues musical group. They were fictional,
quote unquote.
Yeah. They were not actual raisins.
That were mutated enough to sing the blues. Whatever accident made the turtles, the chipmunks, and the California raisins.
They're the Chernobyl raisins. They sing. They're not very good. By singing, I mean they're like Mandragora. They just like high-pitched scream until you go crazy. They are advertising and merchandising characters composed of anthropomorphized raisins. There we go. Lead vocals were sung by musician Buddy Miles. Does anyone know who that is? Anyone? Buddy Miles?
No,
Buddy
idea.
Miles? Nah, me neither. Which I'm sure is making somebody really mad.
Yep.
The California Raisins concept experienced high popularity in the mid to late 1980s, principally through claymation TV commercials and animated specials, winning an Emmy Award and one nomination.
California Raisins won an Emmy?
Yeah, for the have you ever seen the Christmas special?
No.
Yeah, there's a claymation Christmas special that the California Raisins are featured in, and that won an Emmy. They I think were nominated for another one, but I don't know what that was. They were a pretty big deal. Like, I feel like they hit a right time for me as a child, and it was one of those things where it's like I was curious. I was like, who. What's the age cutoff for California Raisins? Like, who doesn't know about California Raisins? Because, I mean, I was thinking, obviously, kids today do not know mm-hmm. who the California Raisins are. So I was like, let me do a little experiment.
She asked me this.
I sent a text to my sister, who is 13 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. So she's 20. And I sent a text to her, and I said, hey, do you know who the California Raisins are? And she replied back, no, should I? Are they a band? And I was like, yes, they're a band of raisins.
Has Justin Bieber collaborated with them?
She had no idea who they were. So I was like, okay, well, there's a 20-year-old. Who is the next youngest person that I know? And that was Marques Nicole of Kirby fame, who I decided to text. And I think it's funny that you said she mentioned it too.
Yeah, she was, because I asked her if she wanted to be on today.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, is that why Dave just asked me out of the blue if I knew who the California Raisins were?
I think, Nicole, you should know by now. Like, that's how I operate. Like, I'm not going to give you, I'm not going to, like, I don't do this for anyone. I'm never like, hey, how's it going? Having a good day? What'd you have for lunch? Do you know who the California Raisins are? I'm just going to, like, get out and be like, hey, do you know who the California Raisins are? I feel like that's the beauty of text. That's the beauty of text. You just be direct and be like, hey, you know California Raisins? No? All right, cool. See ya.
next time. See, what we should have done is, like, had a big soiree where we serve raisins and given Nicole some raisins and been like, man, can you imagine if these could, like, sing and dance the blues? And then if she went, like, the California Raisins or no?
Oh, she knows.
Then you would have
the New Jersey Raisins? So I sent Nicole a text. I was like, hey, do you know who the California Raisins are? And she's like, yeah, I know who they are. I've got California Raisin dolls. And I was like, what do you mean doll? Like plush dolls? Are you talking about like the hard plastic?
Like your otter doll? Like
you mean like the hard plastic stuff? She's like, yeah, the hard plastic stuff. I was like, good. That's the Hardee's stuff. That's the good stuff. Do you remember those?
I had the Hardee's. I believe they were Hardee's toys. They weren't plastic. They were soft plushy with like pipe cleaners for arms where you could move their arms and legs in different directions.
I think your mom made those for you. Said they came from Hardee's.
They were. Yeah. After she made that wonderful Wolverine Halloween costume, she decided to make me California Raisins. Like,
you know what? This went over really well. I know he wants those Hardee's toys. But you know what? I got pipe cleaners and some raisins that I can glue together.
But
she's got cut out.
I'm not
faces.
Going to fucking Hardee's. I'll just make him the toys.
I remember being in first grade and we would have a Halloween parade. And this, I mentioned this a long time ago, and the Halloween parade, I went as John Arbuckle. Do you remember that? I went as John Arbuckle because I put off a costume until like the morning of school. And I had a plush Garfield and I was like, I don't know, man. I got a blue shirt. I put the blue shirt on and I just like duct taped Garfield to my shoulder.
You have to bring that back for DragonCon. See how many pictures. Man, I got to get pictures of John Arbuckle. No one else here is John Arbuckle.
It's weird.
It worked for the Peter Griffin guy. The Peter Griffin guy at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of that?
No.
There's a guy, and he can do the Peter Griffin voice. So all he did was, in the video, he says, I put on a white t-shirt, and I walk around and do the voice. And everybody's like, oh, my God, Peter Griffin. It worked for that guy.
He glued prosthetic balls to his chin.
He had a pretty good set of balls already.
I mean, we have to get you, like, comically large, like, plastic eyes to put on your face.
I'm down for it. But good. I remember in that Halloween parade, it was like, I mean, it was just like the shittiest costumes you could possibly imagine. Because, like, mine wasn't the worst. The worst is someone dressed up as a California Raisin. And the way that they did it was their mom had taken, like, just a black trash bag and cut arm holes and leg holes. And then a hole for their face, which, of course, obviously was blackface. I mean, because it was the 80s and Josh's mom was doing it when he was Steve Urkel. So I mean, it was fine to do, apparently. So that was probably the worst costume. Thank God they were there because John Arbuckle did not go over too well. So anyway, they made a video game based on these quote-unquote California Raisins called The California Raisins: The Grape Escape. That is a pun. That's a joke. Here's the deal on it. We mentioned earlier that it never came out. The California Raisins: The Grape Escape is a California Raisins video game produced by Capcom in 1990 for the Nintendo Entertainment System that was not released for commercial distribution and thus remains something of a collector's item. We procured it. because we've got connections. Mm-hmm. We were able to get our hands on this super rare cart and play it. And then, I mean, I felt like it was not great, so I destroyed it immediately after mm-hmm. playing it. I didn't...
It's going to make the impresario of California very mad. Yeah. That's who we borrowed the game from. We know him personally.
Tony needs to know where that game come from.
I want to read through this because it's very, very short. Believe it or not, the entry for this game is super short, and it might provide some talking points. In the single-player side-scrolling action game, the player controls a California raisin through five stages in an effort to rescue the band and their musical notes that were stolen by the gang of jealous musicians. They don't say it in here, but they're called the Wild Bunch.
Mm-hmm. You never see, I guess you never really see the Wild Bunch, do you?
Or are they, I think they're the bosses. Yeah, I think they're okay. The bosses. The player can
walk.
Well,
then one of them really doesn't make sense, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. The player can walk, jump, climb on vines, moonwalk, and shoot an unlimited supply of grape jelly beans as projectiles.
That man, I did not think that was grape jelly beans.
As was the case with other Capcom games such as Mega Man and DuckTales, it's weird they would put this game in like the same sentence as those two games. One can play the
Capcom's flagship franchise.
Wouldn't it be great? I'm playing Dead Rising 3. I think it would be great if the California Raisins made an appearance. That's like the hidden costume. Do, and you're moonwalking, throwing jelly beans at zombies. you can play the first four levels in any order, but the final level is only available after collecting the musical notes from each of the four levels. The first four levels include the grapevine, the factory, the maze, that's maize like corn, mm-hmm, you call it corn, we call it maize, and the juicery. The final level takes place in, proper noun, the clouds. Okay, reasons for cancellation. I feel okay. The game appeared to have been largely finished as it was given a full review along with hints by the Game Player's Encyclopedia of Nintendo Games Volume 3.
Say that three times fast.
Flyers included with Capcom NES games, like the one that Tyler has on his fridge, released around 1990, also included the title as an upcoming game. It is possible that poor quality and dwindling commercial success of the California Raisins as a mascot may have had something to do with the game being canceled. May have.
Does anybody even like the California Raisins anymore? No. Fuck. All right. Cancel the game. It's fine.
I read an article where they interviewed the lead programmer, and he talks about she talks about driving to the producer's house. The producers were a husband and wife, and he talks about he would get off work, his normal job, he would drive to their house and code this game at their living room table.
All right. It was pretty good.
That's how it was produced.
It's a magical time back in the days of the NES.
That's why when you beat the game, the credits roll, there's four names. There's four names.
They didn't want to split that shit. They were bumping rails.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you play as my favorite California Raisin, the one with the glasses.
Yeah.
Because do they even have names?
The California Raisins do have names. I don't know what they are. But here's the deal.
Tony, call in.
No, Tony is not one of the California Raisins' names, Tyler. Tony the Raisin. what I don't understand is you're supposed to rescue the California Raisins, but you're a California Raisin. Uh-huh. So
I guess the one that got away.
Yeah, maybe.
So there's
the Raisin who lived.
There's four names. AC.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Bebop, who was on the drums. Stretch, who was on the bass. And Red, who played the guitar/piano.
Okay.
I don't see it. I mean, Bebop, I could imagine like a magical musical theme of names for the California Raisins.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any sense, but okay. I'm Stretch, the thin raisin.
I don't know.
But at the beginning of this game, there's like, I guess, a trio of like judge raisins, because they're wearing like judge.
It's, yeah.
The white wigs.
It's weird because there's a plaque that says Calrab, right?
Yeah, I was like, is that something backwards? What is this?
I had to look it up because it was bothering me. I was like, I mean, I can't play a game if I'm being fed satanic messages subliminally.
We are the Calrab. Yeah. We dispense.
It's the
Raisin Justice.
California Raisin Advisory Board or Agricultural Board. It's one of the other. It's a real thing. That is the board that like had the concept of the California raisins developed as like a promotional tool. And it's like one of those things where it's like, it's the equivalent of buckle up and drive safe Kentucky or whatever. Like if that had like just blown the fuck up.
Yeah. So this is the equivalent of like Got Milk being a video game.
Yeah. All right. Absolutely.
The California raisins are a tool for big raisin. Okay.
So that's what Calrab is. Apparently they decided that at some point the raisins, when they gained sentience, took over Calrab and murdered the humans that were running it.
I'm just imagining a Got Milk video game, like a milking simulator. Like,
or you're just thirsty all the time. Like you have to do tasks.
God, I cannot fucking imagine being super thirsty and just like reaching for a big glass of milk.
No. Like the I just finally saw Mad Max Fury Road and. It's so fresh in my mind that I keep referencing it now. Like I'm that guy who saw it like after everyone did. And I'm like, hey, remember that thing that when it's in the movie, the scene where he is like washing his face with breast milk, like a big old bucket of breast milk, was probably the fucking grossest thing that I've seen in a long time. And I have like a 6 month old.
What is
boy.
This? Mother's milk.
Yeah, it's okay. That's gross. You got a big fucking tankard of water. And you're like, all right, milk on the face.
It's from the girl juicery that you keep up in the top of your plateau.
No.
All right. Well, this game is pretty. I thought it was pretty hard. It's very short, but pretty hard.
Too.
I guess because it lacks really any polish. And you throw jelly beans, but jelly beans don't look like Twizzlers because you're throwing like squiggly worms. So to me, it looks like. You're taking a cup and he's scooping flesh, raisin flesh off of his body and throwing it at other fruits.
Yeah, other fruits and vegetables. And sometimes the enemies didn't make a lot of sense because I think one of them's like one of the regular monsters looks like the android mascot. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's all about. And then another one looks like, I mean, they're so fucking random. Another one just looks like a random spaceman. It's like,
that just flies all over the screen. Yeah. I don't know if there's like in this fruit war, is it divided between the hydrates and the dehydrates?
Mm.
So the raisins are against all the fruit that has not had the purity of the dehydrator.
Where do pickles come in?
Mm.
Where do pickles fall? Are they a third faction?
The pickled are a third faction.
The pickled vegetables.
They're mercenaries that are hired out by both sides.
Or they're like, maybe they're like Predator. I feel like the pickles are like Predator. They're, all this fighting's going on, and they're like the alien race that comes in and just hunts everybody for sport.
And I wonder how much the California Raisin Agricultural Board paid the estate of Marvin Gaye to use that song as much as they did.
It's a good question. That's a great question. I don't know because I heard it through the grapevine.
I associate that song. I look it up to know Marvin Gaye did it, and it wasn't an original California Raisins song.
I know. It's pretty sad. I actually, the first time in my life that I heard it, it was from that California Raisins commercial where the construction worker opens up his lunchbox and the raisins are in there singing. I heard it through the grapevine. Have you seen the commercial?
Yeah.
Maybe we can
we'll share it with everybody else. Yeah.
It's really weird, like looking back on that, because this is why. I watched it a couple days ago and I was like, I feel a little uncomfortable because I'm pretty sure this is a racist commercial. Like, I'm pretty sure that, like, these raisins have like some pretty strong African-American stereotypes going on. And it's like almost to the point where it doesn't feel like an homage to the famous rhythm and blues players. It's almost like a, hey, look what we're doing. You know why? Because it's the 80s and we don't give a shit.
I'm sure. You can't call us racist. It's fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit's not racist.
Exactly. And it's like, that's why, I feel like that's why we'll never see the California Raisins again. Because, like, can you imagine, like, someone pitching it and be like, all right, you know, everything's being rebooted? California Raisins. And they're like, half, like, everyone there is like, oh, no, you can't do that. You cannot do that.
Well, they had commercials with Ray Charles.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson.
Yes.
So who would you use now? I mean,
LeBron James. Now they don't play music. They just ball.
Usher and the California Raisins.
Kanye West.
Kanye
West and the California Raisins.
I'm going to let you sing. Just hang on a minute.
I feel like Jacob and Wolf Fighting Fame get behind that.
You appreciate that. Surely there's a picture out there of Kanye West wearing a California Raisins t-shirt. I hope so.
Probably.
Photoshop Kanye.
Hashtag Photoshop Kanye.
Bring back the raisins. Oh, okay. And then because you're the bespectacled raisin throwing chunks of your own flesh at enemies, progressing through these levels. And I guess the guy didn't know how to animate spikes, so he just has what looks like Reddit upvotes. Instead of spikes, the little arrows that go up and down, just scattered throughout these strange levels.
I thought it was like a devil that had buried himself in the ground, and then like he was poking his pointy tail up at you.
But the arrows will hurt you, because you basically have your number of raisin lives and the number of like California raisin insignias is how many hits you can take before you die, and you only get like 2 lives.
They look like the sun. They look like the angry sun from Super Mario.
Yeah. I mean, he's got sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And then anything, if you fall in a pit, you immediately die. If you touch anything that would hydrate you, so water, grape juice.
I think you were putting, man, I think you just enhanced this game because I do not think they were thinking like, okay, what would harm something that's dehydrated? Liquids. I think that they were just like, I don't know, water. Well, in other games you die when you hit water, so water?
Because there's water, grape juice, and then like bottles of wine, I guess. If you fall in the bottles of wine, you immediately die. So yeah, no. And then anything that would turn raisins back into grape-ish things, no way. Kills a California raisin.
I thought it was interesting that in the winery level, you fight grapes. I wonder if there was like any kind of like internal struggle.
Yeah.
Where it's like, that's some Civil War shit right there. Or I mean, that's like Rise of the Machines.
Grape versus raisin.
Yeah. Or it's like the grapes are like, we created you and you turned on us.
Since it's a Capcom game and it's put in the same category as DuckTales, when you climb, it's the same like motion and sound as Scrooge McDuck climbing in the DuckTales games. So I guess that guy's like, cut and paste, trying to get this thing fucking done. Get out of these people's houses.
I think this game, you mentioned that you thought this game was hard, and I fucking agree. But here's why. If it had been easy at all, or like, not even easy, if like grabbing and climbing vines had been accomplishable, this game would have been super easy.
That's right, yeah, that's where I died super so many easy, times.
But it's like so difficult to just grab a vine. And like there are parts in the levels where it's like you have to jump over a gap, and you have to grab a vine mid-jump, which, like in Mario Brothers or like even like DuckTales, stuff like that, not a big deal. You can do that.
You sort of stick to it almost.
Like. Yeah. Not in this game, because it is like the vine would be, just as an example, let's say the vine's 10 pixels wide. There's like one column of pixels that you can like grab onto. And if you don't hit up when you're right over that one column, you're not fucking grabbing onto that thing at all.
And I feel like your hitbox is pretty wide too.
Yeah.
Because, like, as opposed to just being the shape of the raisin, it's like as one pixel out from all your hands and legs. So, anything like if it jumps over you, even if it clears you, you're still going to, ow, says the raisin.
Yeah, that's how they indicate that you've been hit, is a word bubble pops up and the raisin says, ow. And it takes a really long time for it to all come out. It's pretty cool. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. Raisins have nerves. They can feel the pain when you eat them. Ow, ow, ow.
What'd you think of the bosses? I want to talk about them.
Well, the first one I saw is Big Banana.
Did you do them in order like I did?
Yeah. Okay. So the first boss is the big banana boss, mm-hmm. which you kind of get hit no matter what.
Yeah.
Because anytime when you get close to a boss, you're pulled in like an attractor beam. It's almost like, at least Mega Man has the gates coming up and down as it pulls you into the different screen.
Yeah.
And this one, you're just walking, all of a sudden, just like, you turn backwards and you're pulled into a black boss room. And yeah, as soon as you're being pulled in, waiting for a pixel to hit you as soon as you're finding the big banana. So you're automatically taking a hit.
Because he's
no
got,
matter what.
He's got like banana jelly beans, I assume. Yeah. That he's firing at.
Ripping
you.
Off his banana flesh.
He looks pretty badass for a banana. Like, I mean, that's probably the most badass banana representation I've ever seen. The banana advisory board they're just full of like criminals and just the seedy underbelly
Chiquita
of the fruit
uses
industry.
Slave labor. And then the next boss is Big Corn.
Mm-hmm.
And as you beat him, he starts to pop.
Right.
Until he becomes popped corn, and it's just done. Mm-hmm. He's converted. Now he's on your side.
Yes.
And then the boss that doesn't make any sense, Big Sock.
Yeah, foot. He's like a foot. He's in the okay. It kind of makes sense, Tyler, because he's in the winery. He's in the vineyard.
So okay.
He's gonna squat. He's gonna
smashing
squash.
The okay.
I mean,
the grape shouldn't have even let him in their band. It didn't make any sense. But
I mean, Sock's a fruit, right?
Yeah, it's true. For the loom, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they have a sock.
Yeah.
Then there's a sentient barrel of grape juice that squeezes the tap and like his nozzle shoots out grape juice at you.
It took me a
long
time.
Your former lifeblood harms you, so you have to avoid it.
It took me a long time to figure out that in order to defeat him, he's standing on a ledge that's composed of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
In order to defeat him, he's up high. And you can't jump up and hit them with your quote-unquote jelly beans, your raisin flesh. So you have to throw jelly beans at the ledge he's standing on. You don't get a lot of indication that that's going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like you throw a few jelly beans and then like a brick falls, but the ledge stays just the same way it was. So it's like the first time I did it, I saw a brick fall, and then the ledge looks just as sturdy as it was to begin with.
Yeah.
And then I died so many times, I was like, fuck it. I guess I'm just going to keep throwing jelly beans at this fucking ledge and see what happens. Do it. The ledge looks the same. All of a sudden, screen turns black, and then there's a musical note
yep.
there. It's just like, all right, I guess he's dead.
These are my life bricks. Don't hurt my life bricks. And then the secret level, the cloud, I only imagine is Mount Olympus, and you're going to fight Dionysus. As the god of wine and grapes, only he looks more like the Fruit of the Loom bundle of grapes, and he's hanging on a vine, and you have to just knock him off the vine, and then you win.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So, you fight Grape-anisis, and then, then you save the California California raisins.
I feel like you're leaving out a super important part.
The plane that flies across and drops peas on you?
That's a pretty good part. But when you beat the game, they say, congratulations.
I didn't even catch that.
Congratulations. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good job. It's like the longest setup to a pun ever. But, I mean, it's pretty good. I feel like that's what their whole goal was. They're like, all right, we got a pretty good joke we want to tell. Let's just build a video game around it.
Oh, man.
That's better than when you beat the game, they give you a coupon to go buy raisins.
You had to take a picture of it with your Polaroid camera.
Take it to Walgreens and get it developed. A couple of days later, you take it to your local...
50 cents off raisins.
David, why did you use an entire roll of film to take photographs of a shitty joke and a coupon?
I'm saving money.
The Capcom cost the raisin industry ones of dollars. do you have any achievements for this game?
Yeah, I do. I don't know how well they're going to be taken. I've got one called Statutory Grape.
Yeah.
And in order to unlock statutory grape, you just play California Raisins with someone who's never heard of them because they're probably really young. Do you have? I've got another one, but I figure we can go around.
Do you have any, Mike? I mean, we kind of kept talking because I know like you didn't have access to the super rare cart that we played.
So I watched the videos. I watched the video for 30 seconds. Yeah, I've got one. Mine is, yee-hee, and you do the crotch grab, and that's the first time you moonwalk like Michael Jackson.
That's pretty good.
Excellent.
That's pretty good. My first one is Pound of Flesh, and that's when you kill all the enemies in a stage because you rip off your delicious raisin body to the kill them.
Which is all for nothing because they respawn like crazy.
Yeah.
Like if God forbid you decide to go back like a screen because everything's gonna be there again.
And then generic raisins only, which you go through the whole game without collecting one of those sun labels. Okay. Just regular raisins.
The other one that I had is Died on the Vine, and in order to unlock Died on the Vine, you waste a lot of time playing this game. Like I did the other night, where I put like 2 hours into it because I was like, okay, I'm committed to this. I'm committed. I'm going to finish this game. And what's infuriating is watching the video, Micah, that you may have been watching, where it's like, this guy does it like in 8.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, I mean, clearly it can be done. I mean,
I've seen Silver Surfer also beaten in like 20 minutes. Like it can be done, but
technically.
I've seen a lot of games beaten fast and. On that, what's
good games done quick?
That.
This one does not qualify.
Those guys
this could be like a bad games done quick.
Those guys, I mean, I can only imagine how much time they dedicate to that stuff. Like even California Raisins, like that guy had to have dedicated some ample amount of time to that. Yeah. I'm going to beat this game in 8 minutes.
Know exactly where all these secret spots are for all the sun labels and shit.
And he skipped a lot of stuff too, which I mean, you got to do in a speed run.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, you're right. He knew were like the secret spots for that were easy to grab.
Okay, well, you guys, California Raisins are the official mascot of Big Raisin.
Mm-hmm. So they were.
They were. So I prepared a quiz for the two of you.
Raisin quiz. Look, can I say something about quizzes?
Uh-huh.
Man, I love quizzes. You know that. Mm-hmm. You know that about mm-hmm. me. I love mm-hmm. quizzes. I love giving quizzes. I love doing quizzes. But here's the thing about the quizzes. Whenever I get something wrong, I get like 8 fucking messages from people. It's like, I can't believe you didn't know it was Kiff.
But yeah, Paul also commented, he was screaming at his phone, Roger, yeah. Roger.
And it's like, and it's not just Paul. It's like, it's a bunch of listeners. Or it's just like, I go to work and it's like, I know what I'm going to have to deal with today. I'm going to have to deal with everyone being like, I can't believe you didn't know this
How
thing.
Dare you have gaps in your human knowledge.
So, I mean, yeah, let's do it. I'm just saying, I hope this is easy.
So I've divvied this up because... Basically, the questions I'm going to ask, I'll ask you to name the mascot, which I'm going to be pretty loose with.
Oh, mascot quiz.
So yeah. Name the quiz and the brand they're representing.
So name the mascot and the brand.
So each quiz has two half points to it, each question. And then
this is a complicated game.
At the end, I have a bonus round.
At the end, everyone gets a handy.
Where you'll have 45 seconds to finish the bonus question.
Okay. Is the bonus question also two-part? Or
yeah, also each answer has two parts.
Okay. Mikey, you ready to destroy this shit?
I'm shaking my head no.
How's your mascot knowledge?
Not good.
Okay. All right. We got this.
Right. Number one, this very old mascot would very happily dance all over his favorite theme park.
Oh, that's the Six Flags. That's Six Flags, but I don't know the name of the mascot.
Six Flags is correct.
It was a guy. Did he have a top hat? It was like a no.
Mm-mm.
He was just an old. He had balding white hair, I believe. I don't know. I know it's Six Flags. I know the music. Is it Mr.
All I can see when I picture Six Flags now is since they've been bought out, Bugs Bunny. So I'm. That's all you.
I don't know. I don't know the guy's name. I didn't know he had a name.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Bam Majerio.
Close. So you get half credit for this question.
Awesome.
It is Mr. Six is his name.
Okay.
Number two.
Off to a great start. Man, the messages are already coming in.
Look, how did you not know who Mr. Six you, was?
Look, I just got a text message. I don't know what happened.
This pizza chain told you to keep your pizza fresh by avoiding this mascot. He was cut when a mentally ill man held up one of their stores.
Yeah, I remember that. That's the Noid.
Domino's.
Yeah, Domino's, the Noid.
The Noid from Domino's is correct.
We should play that video game, because that's also a mascot game. This would be awful.
So,
I
know, yeah.
I played it. I made the mistake of renting it twice in like that stupid like kid logic where it's like, well, maybe it'll be better. Like, I've already played it once. Now I know, like, the really crappy
that
part.
Foolish childhood optimism that has been slain by years of adulthood.
I still really like Domino's Pizza, so really the game's probably good.
It's not Domino's Pizza anymore, though. It's just Domino's.
Yeah, you're right, because they're not just pizza,
they changed
guys.
It up,
so
yeah.
If you play it again, they may bring him back to help the name change. Like, somebody downloaded our game.
Because I told the story about that before, about how it was a guy whose name was, like, Tom Noid, who is a schizophrenic, who thought everyone was talking about him and not be friends with him. So he went in and held up a Domino store and threatened to kill a bunch of people. So they're like, okay, no more Noid. We're digging that out.
That is like, yeah, but that sucks, right? Because it's like, I mean, like,
sort of, it was a shitty mascot.
But that's like a graphic novel or something. That's not something that happens in real life.
Frank Miller does the Noid.
It's like, first and second of all, whose last name is Noid? That just sounds made up. Like, that seems like, man, everyone hates this fucking Noid thing. But we don't want to admit that we created a bad mascot. What do? Okay, we create a guy named Dennis Noid.
Number three.
By the way, if Taco John isn't on here, you're in fucking trouble.
I'm in trouble. This sandwich chain, known for toasting their subs, use these mutated hamster-looking monsters to sell sandwiches.
It's Quiznos, and I can't remember what they were called. I think they're called like sock rats or something like that. I'm gonna go sock rats.
Mattisville.
Quiznos is correct.
Damn it!
You're actually not that far. Yeah. I'm gonna give you sock rats.
They were like an internet thing. I never watched them.
I think either it's pronounced sponge monkeys or spung monkeys.
Oh, yeah, no, don't give me that. Doesn't count. But look,
you had the S right and the animal.
I knew it was a household object and an animal. God damn it! I'm definitely gonna get texts about that.
This fabric softener used this cuddly, yet sometimes on the boxes, demonic-looking bear to peddle their wares.
Yeah.
Snuggle Bear is correct.
And that is for...
Charmin?
No, Charmin's the different kind of bear. The bear that wipes its butt.
Is it just Snuggle?
I can't remember.
I don't do laundry.
What was the brand? Was Snuggle the brand?
I can see him sitting on the cloud, like the little guy's like.
Yeah, he's like, it's Snuggle Soft or something like that.
I think it is Snuggle.
Okay, we'll go.
Correct,
Snuggle,
Snuggle Bear from Snuggle Brand.
Here's a little backstory about Snuggle Bear. When I was a kid, I fucking loved those commercials. I loved that bear. I wanted that bear. Like, that was like,
I wanted to be that bear.
I mean, I've modeled my entire life after like being Snuggle Bear.
You stuff your underwear with cotton and go to bed and pray that you'd wake up a stuffed bear.
I asked for Snuggle Bear one year for my birthday and then for Christmas. They didn't fucking sell Snuggle Bear. So like years later, my mom told me, she was like, I had no idea what to do. And she said she went from like store to store to store to store to just find a bear that kind of looked like Snuggle Bear, but like she knew that I was just gonna reject it and be like, this is not Snuggle Bear, get this shit out of my face.
They would go through all that trouble to try to find a Snuggle Bear, but they couldn't get you that fucking Ghostbusters toy that you wanted.
I feel like it was their personal choice, right? Because they're like, Snuggle Bear, totally cute. Ghostbusters, I mean, whatever.
All right, this burger chain used this plastic-headed mystery royal to sell more food.
It's the king.
Yeah, the king for Burger King.
Correct. This red-headed villain dressed like Zorro in prison garb to steal burgers from this chain.
Hamburglar.
McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Stolen from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, this icon spoke to sell hot eats and cool treats.
Okay, it's Dairy Queen, but... Dairy Queen had a mascot from the Rocky Horror Picture Show? I mean, I know Dennis the Menace was like their mascot.
That's
for
all
like
I could think
of. The longest fucking time.
The old Dennis the Menace cartoon. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Are you talking about the fucking lips?
He's talking about the lips. The lips from Dairy Queen. Correct.
Man, what a shitty question.
Hey, it was a mascot.
I know. I mean,
I'm over here thinking like fishnet stockings.
I know. I was like, I mean, I know Tim Curry's probably like hit some hard times, but I don't think he's ever done a Dairy Queen commercial.
Come get
Tim Curry for Dairy Queen.
It's like he was in Congo, right? And it's like, I don't know about all this. I think I'll do a Dairy Queen commercial.
This suit.
Amy loves Blizzard.
This suit wears a giant ping pong ball with a smiley face painted onto it to sell food for this chain.
It's Jack in the Box.
Hey, good job. And that's Jack.
Yep. Jack from Jack in the Box is correct.
I went with like Walmart. I was like, I don't know. The smiley, the everyday low prices smiley.
This mascot betrayed his own kind by selling their flesh at this chain now known for Thick Burgers.
Jamie Lannister. Okay, Thick Burgers is Hardee's. So it's got to be Hardee's. I thought the Hardee's was like Norm MacDonald, Hardee's star, but...
Selling their own skin?
Own flesh.
Selling their own flesh, betrayed his kind.
So it's a biscuit. Nope.
It's got to be a cow, right? I mean, it has to be a cow.
I don't know. I was just thinking biscuit, the flaky biscuits.
Bamajera, okay.
Half credit. It is Hardee's. For a short time in the 90s, Hardee's sold fried chicken under the mascot Chris P. Chicken.
All right. Okay, whatever. But you remember,
I remember Norm
MacDonald, Hardee's star, was like, that was like the pinnacle. And like they did like two commercials, and they're like, I guess they're just like, well, we're done doing the star thing.
This company, who created her, axed her when she became a popular icon for pornography, supposedly between her spy missions.
What? What's the question?
This company created this character,
uh-huh,
but they cut her whenever she was used in animated pornography.
Okay. They cut her. So who is a female mascot that no longer exists? It's not Wendy. That would have been my first guess for like animated porn star would be Wendy.
I'm just trying to... I automatically went to Jessica Rabbit, and that's not right at all, I don't think.
I don't think she ever sold a product. I mean, Micah, how up are you on your cartoon pornography?
I'm behind.
Okay. Have you ever seen the Chiquita Banana Woman in a animated pornography?
No. She's still a mascot, though, isn't she?
I don't know. I figured she wouldn't be just because they're like, I don't know.
The kids these days love Carmen Miranda. Let's keep her around.
I don't know, man. This is tough.
I'm trying to think of female mascots.
And she was a spy?
Now I've went to Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is my hamburger? I don't know. I feel like we need to guess. We don't. I mean, clearly we don't know.
No.
So... I don't know. Pass.
Okay. It is for Esurance, Aaron Esurance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Someone made a cartoon porn out of her?
There was a lot of cartoon porn made of her, and that's why they eliminated her.
That's funny.
All right. That was the 10th question. Now onto the bonus round.
Which we have 45 seconds to do.
I'll give you, let's see. So I've got 15 more seconds till it comes around. Basically, for a half point for each part, name a General Mills monster, and then what the monster that they're patented after.
Okay.
And go.
So Frankenberry, which is Frankenstein's monster.
Correct.
Count Chocula, which is Dracula. Boo Berry, which is a ghost?
Correct.
Captain Crunch? Is that General Mills?
I think it's General Mills, but he's not a monster.
Oh.
I mean, maybe. All the things he did in Korea. Stop laughing. We're running out of time. Fruit Brute, which is clearly a werewolf.
Correct.
And I think that might be it. I don't know if there's more than four.
There's one more.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. You just ran the table on that. I'm out.
Okay, Boo Berry, Fruit Brute,
Chocula.
Count Chocula. I don't know.
Five the fifth seconds.
One. I don't know the fifth one. Yeah, I don't know.
Time. Yummy Mummy.
Yummy Mummy!
I don't need enough cereal, apparently.
Damn it. I think like only three of those exist now. Oh, they brought Fruit Brute back.
They brought Fruit Brute back for a short time. Yep. It was like cut in like the 70s or early 80s, the other two.
Have I ever told you what my team was in Blood Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty much how I do all of those, because they were all cereal mascots.
Because I was impressed when you got Fruit Brute. I was like, all right, he got one of the hard ones. So you got four of those correct, so... So I'll tell you your score later, but you did pretty good.
You guys passed.
You only totally missed one, and you got half credit on three and got the rest right.
And look,
they got four bonus ones right.
After you asked that insurance question, all I was doing was watching cartoons fuck each other. Excellent. Excellent quiz. And I look forward to taking a whole bunch of shit from people tomorrow.
You know, Yummy Mummy. Everybody, I have... two decade-old boxes of Yummy Mummy in my closet.
What's wrong with you, motherfucker?
Can we get that e-shirts in the show notes? You're welcome,
NSFW,
Phil.
NSFW, Aaron e-shirts.
Phil's going to love that.
Hey, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had a good time today.
Yeah.
I totally, Micah was totally going to say something.
No, go ahead. I saw him stroking his beard. Go ahead.
Before we get to something I'm sure Micah wants to do, I've got a couple of very important questions for you. The first of which, if you were to give this game a beard that sums up how you feel about it, since you have a beard, it only makes sense that you would answer the question. Well, what kind of beard would you give this game?
I would have to give this Botrytis cinerea.
Is that a disease?
It is a mold that kills wine grapes.
It's okay. So it's not like a face mole. Because I thought you were going to like have a beard that was made of face moles.
Because the way it covers grapes reminds me of a beard.
Okay.
I think this game was too spectacular, so I give it a mold that kills grapes.
A mold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a mold. Okay. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I got another question for you. Mm-hmm. This question is, since I wear glasses, I feel like you're the best suited to answer this question.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I give the lens of the camera that captured that newscaster who was smashing grapes that went viral, where she smashes and falls off the platform and hurts herself very badly.
Yeah, that's really... I always feel bad like laughing at that, but it is hilarious. Just the things she's saying off camera.
Ow, 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 ow!
Yeah. It's pretty bad. Excellent. Okay, it's the lens of the camera?
The lens of the camera filming
you're
it.
You're real fast and loose with these glasses.
Yep.
It's like a monocle.
It's a monocle for a machine. Any of you guys have it? You want to do a little thing like call? How much is this on Amazon? Don't even play. This game is not available on Amazon. I don't even know.
Does it even come up as like an entry and it's just not listed?
No, I mean there's nothing there.
$1 million.
I don't know. I wish I could find like some kind of history of what this cartridge has gone for, because I mean the prototype is out there clearly. I mean, we got our hands on it.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's got to be at least like 9 more of these floating around somewhere. Some guy's garage. They're hanging out with ET in the landfill. I don't know.
That's all I got.
I'm good. I'm done.
I've got a special treat for you guys and Nate will appreciate this. I expect
Nate from Utah?
Nate from Utah.
Okay.
I expect answers, Nate. Phone call.
Are we about to get Would You Rathered?
Would You Rather Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire.
All right.
So no time to think. And I left my list at home, so I had to do these very quickly.
I'm making these up on the top of my head. Would you rather eat leaves or acorns?
Would you rather be hot or cold?
Extremely cold. Back hole.
Would you rather Tyler or Dave? I don't even know what that means.
So no thought, no prep, just answer.
Okay.
Por favor. There are 20 of them.
Okay.
I guess we don't have to keep score because it really doesn't matter. There's no pass or fail.
So Tyler and I are just going to scream our answers at the same time?
Yep. Okay.
It works for me.
Good radio.
All right. Would you rather be trapped in an elevator with wet dogs or with three fat men with bad breath?
Fat men.
Wet dogs.
Would you rather snort half a shaker of pepper or a live bee?
Pepper.
Would you rather, while starving on a desert island, eat a live moth with the body the size of a tomato worm and wingspan of 4 inches, or eat a dead hummingbird with the feathers intact?
Moth?
Moth, yeah.
Would you rather immerse your naked body in a bathtub of cockroaches or dive naked headfirst into a pool of tobacco spit?
Tobacco spit.
Would you rather run your tongue down 10 feet of a New York City street or press your tongue into a stranger's nostril?
Stranger's nostril. I did that for fun.
City street.
Would you rather chew a piece of toenail off a dirty man's foot or thoroughly lick his unshowered armpit?
Toenail.
Armpit.
Would you rather have a firecracker blow up in your mouth or drill a small hole in your own forehead?
Firecracker.
Would you rather lick up someone else's vomit or let someone pee in your mouth and swallow it?
Pee in my mouth. I've already done half of that.
Would you rather, knowing that you will die tomorrow, spend your last night out to dinner with your closest friends, or have it with a movie star?
Closest friends.
Yeah, closest friends.
Would you rather live in a world where nobody cleans up crap after their dog, or everybody, including you, has to pick it up barehanded?
No one cleans up crap. I'm used to that.
Yeah. Ditto.
Would you rather swim in a pool for an hour of human blood or hang upside down for 8 hours?
Blood.
Hang upside down.
Would you rather have a fat, nasty butt? Or floppy jaws?
Fat, nasty butt.
Fat, nasty butt.
I had some help with this list.
Some people like that junk, man.
Would you rather eat a shot glass full of live wasp or just eat the shot glass?
Live wasps.
Yeah, I guess wasp.
Would you rather admit that you once committed a horrible crime, do the time in prison, and get on with your life, or never admit it to anyone, live an honest life from then on, and deal with the guilt?
Deal with the guilt.
Would you rather have every single hair on your body plucked or every fingernail ripped off?
Plucked.
Hair. Yeah.
Fingernail. That shit is gross, man. I can't hang with the fucking fingernails.
It's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Would you rather show up noticeably drunk on national television or roaring drunk at your child's college graduation?
Nationally drunk. I'm going to say on TV.
Yeah, I guess nationally drunk. That could go viral. I mean, you could make something from
and
that,
it could
maybe.
Be like you could be drunk at like a baseball game or something like that where it's pretty much that they want you to do that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure those are like on the rules. Like when you go in.
Would you rather French kiss a dog or have a baby spit up into your open mouth?
I've done both of those.
Yeah, I was about to say both of those things. But I guess given the choice, I'd say French kiss a dog because spit up smells like dead old people to me.
Yeah, spit up doesn't bother me, so I'll spit up.
Would you rather have to spend the next year repeating the fourth grade while you're at your current age, or spend a month in jail for a crime that you did not commit?
Fourth grade.
Would you rather
fucking own those
I'd be
bitches.
Really good at that shit now.
Man, I'd fucking beat their asses at dodgeball, math train,
Red Rover. Knock your fucking ass down. Would you rather drink a shot of yak spit or a teaspoon of snail slime?
Yak spit.
And last one. Would you rather wake up as a man to find that you have grown D cup breasts or that your testicles have disappeared?
D cup breasts.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to like start waxing my chest.
Let's just start working out, take some hormones and Bailey J that shit up. If you got natural D cup breasts, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they might be shitty ones, though.
I guess it depends on the quality, then.
They might be the kind where, like, the nipple is, like, under the boob.
No. Oh, that's pretty good. That's good.
I enjoyed that very much.
I expect phone calls with answers as well.
Especially from Nate.
Yeah, from Nate. Yeah.
Thank you for preparing that.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. So you didn't miss the next episode, we'll be talking about Diddy Kong Racing from Dorkly's top 25 list.
Mm-hmm.
We still really like 5-star iTunes reviews. We got another one.
Oh, we did?
Well, awesome. It doesn't, I forget the exact wording of it, but it didn't, they give us a 5-star review.
Okay.
But the review they left doesn't sound like they thought we should get 5 stars.
What's it say?
I can't remember now. I was remember being like, huh, okay, well, at least it's 5 stars.
Yeah, we'll take it.
So we'll take it. It's fine. We still love those, and we try to incentivize you further. So if there's a game, like a game you want or a guest host you want, leave that in your review, and we promise that we will get to that eventually.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about how monkeys and mice and turtles can race in a similar fashion to Mario Kart. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. There's a lot of cool people there. They're doing a lot of cool shit. If you have anything to say about this episode, I'm going to go ahead and say, barring the quizzes, feel free to post them there on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. We are at tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you for everybody who retweets us, particularly our episode announcements, and generally just thank you for tweeting at us. You can call us if you want. Leave a voicemail or send us a text message at 270-883-2555. If you leave a voicemail, try to keep it under 3 minutes. We may play it on an upcoming episode. We love questions. Would you rather is kind of Exalted Lord Micah Purdue's bag. So,
I mean,
clearly he establishes dominance of that today. So you might want to steer clear of that. But any other questions you've got, like, I mean, we've been doing the Golden Girls questions for a long time. Family Matters. I feel like we haven't got a whole lot of Family Matters questions.
True.
You got any Family Matters questions? Let us know. We've got a Patreon. If you would like to give us some money, that would be really cool. You can do so at patreon.com/tadpog. It's 100% optional, but man, that makes us feel good when you open your wallet and you're like, hey, you guys aren't complete fuck ups. Have a few dollars.
Yep. We get bonus content for you. So.
And if you change it to an even amount, I'm going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Paul.
Thanks for being on the show, dude.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad that we could have a real diehard California Raisins fan on the show with us to talk about the game.
I'm not somebody driving around in a RV of the opposite gender. I can make that joke now. I finished the book.
Ernest Cline's got his new book's coming out soon. I think it's called Armada.
It's the end of this month.
So I guess that's our next book club book.
Okay.
Unofficially.
We strictly do Ernest Cline books.
Yeah.
He didn't blow me light, so now we're just doing all his books.
That seems pretty much how we roll.
How are we going to close it out?
Well, I've got a question that I know Micah's completely prepared for. Micah, our intro song
is Moves by Sycamore Drive.
And where can a link to that track be found?
At tadpog.com in the show notes.
Fucking nailed it.
Got it. So I guess you should choose, Micah. How do you want to close this out?
Like we're washing cum off of a wall.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done that, so that's fine.
Yep.
Too bad Josh isn't here.
Because we just make him do it?
He's got so much experience at it. Well, I guess off a carpet. It's not really off walls.
That's on his business card.
Got cum in your carpet? I'll clean it. Clean it.
So until next time. Capricorn. Caleb!
Where'd this come from?
I made a
that funny. Works on two different levels.
I just got that joke.
Oh, what the?
Hey, boo.
what? Sigh my dick.
Ursher.
This is the kind of music the band actually.
Yeah.
Band
tits.
Right, I'm not supposed to call you on mine.
I was supposed to be on Meg's.
I have had a few drinks, maybe.
I worship the Lord of Light.
I also just completely hung up on him. What?
Okay.
Hey, Dave is just calling you. And this is crazy.
Are you there?
But Jack's a butt truffle.
So and heal me, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.